أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. There is Surah Sajda in the 21st Surah, and in this Surah there are 30 ayats, and this Surah is revealed after Surah Luqman. In Surah Luqman, generally Allah Ta'ala referred to the creations of the heavens and the earth, and in this Surah Allah Ta'ala is referring to the control, the looking after, the running of the affairs of the heavens and the earth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should not go to sleep at night without reciting Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakalladhi. We should try and make that a habit, and the best time and the greatest reward is to read it between Maghrib and Isha. Otherwise, before going to sleep, a person should try and read these two surahs every night. Alif Lam Mim, the meaning of that is only known to Allah Ta'ala. تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. اتارنا کتاب کا اس میں کچھ دھوکہ نہیں پروردگار عالم کی طرف سے. The revelation of the kitab, there is absolutely no doubt in that, that Allah Ta'ala has revealed the kitab. In this kitab, the Quran, there is no doubt, and it is revealed from Allah, who is the Lord, the controller, the creator, the nourisher, sustainer of the and all the universe. As Surah Luqman also started with the revelation of the Quran Sharif and the truthfulness of it, here also Allah Ta'ala refers to the same matter. And over Allah has referred in the Quran Sharif that the Quran Sharif is a kitab revealed from Allah, and that it is absolutely true, and it is the guide and hidayat for mankind. The reason for referring that so many times is so that it can register in us that our book of guidance in our life must be the Quran Sharif. This is our manual for our life. Not only to believe in it, but practically to follow the Quran Sharif. Over and over Allah is reminding us, and we recite the Quran Sharif all the time. And if we did not make the Quran the manual of our life, and we followed other manuals in our life, we will have to face grave questioning in the grave when we go to the qabr. Am yaquluna iftara? Kya kehte hai ke jhoot bandh liya hai? What are these people say, that it is a pack of lies? Nauzubillah, the Quran Sharif, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it from himself, or his own side, and then he said it is from Allah. Is it a pack of lies, the Quran Sharif? Absolutely not. It is a 100% true kitab from Allah Ta'ala. Though we, with our tongues, we say that we believe the Quran Sharif is the kitab of Allah revealed by Allah Ta'ala. But in our practice, do we accept that or not? Or in our practice, do we live a different type of life? We follow other modes and other styles of life in our daily doings, or do we follow the Quran Sharif? Whether it is our dini life, whether it is our business, whether it is our relationships with our families, our wives and children, everything, or we should confirm to the teachings of the Quran. Do we even take the trouble to try and learn what is the Quran telling us? How should we live our lives? It isn't just enough just that we accept that the Quran is from Allah and we believe in it. But if we really believe in it, we will bring it into our lives, we will practice accordingly. Bal huwa al-haqqu min rabbik. Koi nahi, wo theek hai tere Rab ke taraf se. Allah Ta'ala himself says, it is nothing else but the absolute truth, and that also from Allah Ta'ala. And when a person knows he is the banda, the slave of Allah, and Allah has sent for him his guidance, then he will follow that guidance. Not just say, I believe in it, but then he still does what he wants to. Your boss gives you your job description. You say, I accept it, I sign it. And then you do everything opposite to that. And when he wants to fire you, you say, but I accept the job description, I even signed it. But you're not doing according to that. That shows that you haven't accepted it. It is just a false signature you are putting there. So what Quran Sharif also, what Allah has given it to us, we have to follow it. Not just say that we accept it and leave it at that. لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك تاکہ تو ڈر سناوے ان لوگوں کو جن کے پاس نہیں آیا کوئی ڈرانے والا تجھ سے پہلے. And the reason of this kitab amongst all others is so that you warn a nation to whom no warner had come before you. That is, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that had come before came to the Bani Israel, the offspring of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it was Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, all the Anbiya. And to the Arabs, there were no warner had come. To the children of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, no warner had come before. So Allah says, we are completing our work now, that to all the people of the world, we are sending a warner that those who disobey Allah, what the consequences will be. And from here also we should understand that it is very important that we have glad tidings and warnings. Many people feel certain Maulana is very good. He never speaks of Jahannam, he never speaks of Adab in the Qabr, he only speaks of roses and of Jannat. But that is not sufficient. If somebody does not warn you, there are crooks waiting outside, there is a snake outside, then that is not your, he is not your friend, he is not your well-wisher. Both sides of the story must be there. So yeah, this aspect to warn the people of the consequences of the evil actions, that was also a great duty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ تَاكِهُ وَرَاحْ بَعَيَ. And the object of this, that you can be guided. When a person is lost, we know how he feels. When he comes on the right path, he feels so happy. Even if we are traveling somewhere and we get lost, it is a great parishani. A person is in great anxiety when he comes on the right path. In life also, people who are lost, who are in drugs, in alcohol, and when Allah makes fazal and they find the right path, how happy are they not? In every field, a person who is married but involved with other women, etc., it is no enjoyment. It is a big problem for that person. The day Allah gives him the tawfiq to become straight and is faithful to his wife, he himself now realizes the enjoyment of having a pure, clean life. So the hidayat is a very great thing in every aspect of a person's life. And Allah Ta'ala is the one, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal arda wa ma baynahuma. Allah hai jisne banaya aasman aur zameen aur jo kuch unke beech mein hai. Allah is the one who has created the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between them. All this also is not just an ayat of the Quran, we have to believe. No scientists have made anything, no manufacturers and no technology has given us anything. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Fi sittati ayyam, 6 din ke andar. According to the measurement of the days of this world, Allah made all this in 6 days. And Allah is not in need of 6 days or even 1 minute. Just the command of Allah is enough. But yeah, Allah has taught us that learn to plan your work. Set out your work and plan your work. You will achieve great barakat and goodness if you will plan your work. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ پھر قَائِمْ هُوَا عَرْشْ پَرْ. Then Allah Ta'ala went on the arsh. 7 places in the Quran Sharif, similar words that Allah is on his arsh have come. The Salafis have put a complete, and this is not only the Salafis, there were many other wrong groups in Islam who believe that na'uzu billah, Allah is sitting on his arsh, how a human will sit on a chair. Allah is completely free of that. Allah was there alone and there was nothing whatsoever. Allah created the arsh. So before the arsh, where did Allah sit? Allah Ta'ala is free of movement, that Allah is here now, tomorrow Allah is in Saudi Arabia, then Allah is in America, Allah is everywhere all the time. Allah is on his arsh also, as according to his great position and honor, and Allah is everywhere all the time. And some ulama have said that the arsh is the place where majariya qada, where all decisions are made of all the things of the world. So Allah is referring to that authority of his, where from where all decisions are made all the time. ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع, کوئی نہیں تمہارا اس کے سوائے حمایت اور نہ سفارشی. And you have nobody else besides Allah Ta'ala as a helper and somebody to intercede for you. Allah is your only support. This also we say it with our tongue, but in our lives Allah is not there. Our cars, we believe they will transport us. Our shops, we will believe they give us our rosy, but we don't believe Allah alone is the one who does this. Somewhere remotely in our minds, in the corners of our heart, we say, yes, Allah is the doer of everything. But the way we work so hard for the dunya, as though by our effort we're going to achieve everything. So we have to have that yaqeen, and it must play out in our lives all the time. Then for example, inshallah will be all the time on our tongues. Alhamdulillah will be all the time on our tongues if we are connected with Allah. But if we are not saying these words, we are not thinking, I'll be there just now. I'm coming just, how many people phoned home? We are there in 5 minutes. But in 5 minutes, they were already dead and they reached the mortuary. And we didn't say, inshallah. So we always have to know Allah is in our lives and He is in control of our lives. أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ پھر تم کیا دھیان نہیں کرتے. Don't you take heed? So clear Allah has made everything and you still leave Allah out of your life. Why don't you take heed and bring Allah in your life? He is the creator. He is the controller. Everything is with Him. Turn solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ